And thank you everyone, every single person, for responding to the urgent call this morning, coming down here, blocking Whitehall and taking part in the march to the Israeli embassy. This is the voice of ordinary people on the streets of London condemning an act of piracy. What the Israeli commandos did this morning was boarded unarmed vessels carrying aid to the people of Gaza, and in cold blood have killed 20 of those people that were on those vessels. This is an act of piracy, it's a criminal act, and I believe it also to be a war crime. That is the message that must go to Israel. But the world response is very strange on these matters. Somebody sent me an email a couple of hours ago, and he made the point that when pirates take over oil tankers off the coast of Somalia, the world's navies get there as quick as they can to protect the oil tankers and the cargo vessels. But when Israel, in international waters, commits an act of piracy, where is the reaction? Where is the condemnation? Where is the cut in the aid to Israel? Only last week, the United States announced a further $150 million to be given to Israel for a new missile defense system on top of all the other military aid it gets. This is an act of war against an innocent people. Those people in Gaza, and I was there only 4 months ago with a delegation of people from all over Europe, we saw for ourselves the destruction from Operation Cast Lead, the shortages of medicines, the shortages of food, the shortages of clean water, the shortages of electricity. 1.5 million people held in prison, and as an act of humanity, the rest of the world collects 10,000 tons of aid to go there and gets shot up by the Israeli Navy. This is a country that is occupying and destroying the lives of Palestinian people. So this morning I wrote to William Hague and said, one, absolutely and totally condemn this. Two, stop all aid to Israel. Three, suspend with immediate effect the European Union-Israel trade agreement on which so much of Israel's prosperity lies. Four, demand that the United States administration do likewise. Five, recall the UN Security Council immediately to condemn what Israel has done. If they can put sanctions against Iran and any other country that they don't like, then where are the sanctions against Israel for this act of war against this vessel? And finally, there are many, many very good, very decent people on all those ships. All of them are at risk. People that have shown their courage and determination to support the Palestinians have gone on those vessels. Many of those are British subjects. We value all lives equally. We want to support all those people on those vessels. But the point I've made to the Foreign Secretary is he has a special responsibility to act on behalf of those people who've come from this country and gone on those vessels. Isn't it time our ambassador was brought back from Tel Aviv? Yes! Isn't it time the Israeli ambassador was on his way from this country?
Send them home!
The people of Palestine have suffered enough. They've suffered too long. They suffer more and more. It's up to us to isolate Israel, to show our support, to show our determination, and make our government in that building act. Make the US government act. Isolate Israel. Support the Palestinian people. In our thousands, in our millions, we are all Palestinians.